Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Dahil papalapit na po ang selebrasyon ng Araw ng Kalayaan, atin pong alalahanin ng mga sakripisyo ng ating mga iba't ibang military personnel. Makakasama po natin ngayong umaga si Major Ronaldo Manahan mula sa Australian Defense Force. Major Manahan, maaari niyo po bang ipakilala ang iyong sarili?
My name is Ronaldo Manahan. I used to be with the Philippine Defense Force, particularly with the Philippine Army. Reached the rank of colonel, a full colonel. But then in 2003, when I was sent here for military course, we found Australia to be the country that we would like to live in. So after 2 years of paying my service obligation, I applied for a lateral entry transfer scheme to the Australian Defence Force. And luckily, fortunately, I was accepted by the Australian Defence Force. Had to reduce in rank to major. Since then, I held this rank until the present time.
Nung nag-migrate na po ay dito sa Australia, ano po yung mga pinagkaiba po na napansin niyo po?
Yeah, the difference basically is obviously they're both in the military context, but Australia is a first world country, so obviously in terms of equipment, in terms of governance, this is an advanced military, the Australian Defense Force. The Philippine Defense Force, the Armed Forces of the Philippines, is an experienced organization. So they're on their way, but I think Australian Defense Force is a world-class army.
Ano po yung pinakamalaking sakripisyo niyo po nung sinimulan niyo inyong career po sa military?
Obviously, when I was civilian then, I had so much freedom. I can do practically almost anything that I wanted. But when I joined the military, I had to leave all those civilian antics. So I started living a regimented life. And then I was always away from, constantly away from my family, from my parents, from my brothers and sisters. And back in the Philippines, I was constantly in danger as there are a number of threats in the Philippines. They obviously shelled my childhood dream of becoming an accomplished architect. So, but you know, no regrets. Those sacrifices actually paid off, and I would say that I'm a better person because I joined the military.
Para sa inyo po, ano yung mga opportunity cost nyo nung nagkaroon na po kayo ng pamilya dahil sa active duty ka po sa military?
You don't get to spend much time with your family. You're constantly away. You're constantly minding other people's lives instead of you actually raising your family. The most important thing is that you need to have a good partner in raising a family, because if you have a weak like a weak spouse, I don't think the family will survive, especially when you are always away. You don't get to see sometimes your baby learning how to walk, learning how to uttering the first words. You tend to miss those time events in their lives, yun ang mga opportunity costs.
Meron na rin po ba kayong mga instances kung saan yung kultura ng tahanan ay naapektuhan dahil sa uri ng trabaho niyo po?
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but if you are in the military, you will acquire some personality traits that are aligned with the military life. Like, you are tough, you are strict, you sort of impose this personality on your kids, on your wife. You are strict, but then the challenge is how to balance it, because, when you are with your family, you are not leading men in combat, but you are leading these children to become successful in life. But I think there's also a similarity in those two areas. You lead your soldiers into victory. You also lead your family into victory in life, to be successful, for them to achieve their goals, to become responsible citizens, responsible adults, and become they value add to the family, to the country, and they become role models.
In your opinion po, has there been a decline po ng mga kabataan po na nag-join sa military life? Like, ano sa tingin niyo po yung mga factors kung sakali mang bumaba, at sa tingin niyo bakit importante pa rin po na meron pa rin mga kabataan na nag-join sa gantong klaseng work po?
Yeah. This is not a criticism of the present generation, but just an observation. Mm-hmm. I think the generation has lived a very comfortable life, that sometimes they don't realize that there are, when they grow up and they live on their own, there will be moments that they have to stand up on their own. And they did not experience hardship. So that's why not too many people are joining the military. I would say I joined the military particularly because of economic reasons. It's a form of employment, but then I found myself enjoying my stay in the military. The decline probably is because they are enjoying the fruits of the peace that our military paid for. Australia is secure because, before the threats come here, we sort of meet them outside our borders, so they don't come into this country. The people here, the younger generation, don't appreciate or probably don't feel how it is to become free. You need to have sacrifices.
Huling katanungan lang po, Major Manahan, kung sakaling retirado na po kayo at tinawag pa rin po kayo sa serbisyo dahil kinakailangan, tatanggapin niyo po ba?
100%. No questions asked. I will do it all over again. No. Serving in the military has been an honor, and I'm thankful to God for giving me this kind of life, for leading me to become a military officer. If you try to count the years, I entered the academy in 1981, so antagal ko na sa, in this business. Yeah, definitely I will serve again if I'm called back to active duty once I retire.
At dyan na po nagtatapos ang ating panayam kay Major Ronaldo Manahan. Sana po ay marami tayong natutunan tungkol sa mga sakripisyo ng ating mga military personnel at mga aral na rin na ating natutunan tungkol sa kanyang buhay. Ito po si David Joshua de los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.